丑小鸭。乡下的夏天真漂亮啊，天空是蓝盈盈的，草地是绿油油的。不过正在窝里孵蛋的鸭妈妈可没工夫欣赏这些美景，她得赶紧把小鸭子孵出来。终于鸭蛋都裂开了，小鸭子们一个一个地钻了出来，它们看着这个美丽而陌生的世界，兴奋地嘎嘎嘎直叫。这时鸭妈妈发现还有一只很大的蛋躺在窝里，一点动静都没有，它叹了口气，只好又坐到了蛋上。又过了好几天，这个蛋终于裂开了，一只小鸭子钻了出来。可是这只小鸭子看起来和其他小鸭子不太一样，它长得又大又丑。鸭妈妈自言自语地说，我的孩子怎么会长成这样呢？难道我孵的是火鸡蛋？为了搞清楚这个问题，鸭妈妈领着孩子们到河里游泳。小鸭子们游得非常棒，那个丑丑的小家伙也灵活地划着水，和他的兄弟姐妹们游得一样好。鸭妈妈这才放心了，他虽然丑了点儿，但也是我的孩子呢。就叫他丑小鸭吧。一只神态高傲的老母鸭来到了小河边，它可是这一带最有声望的人物。老母鸭鄙视地看着丑小鸭，对鸭妈妈说，
哎呦，你的孩子都很漂亮，不过这只是个例外，它长得这么丑，真给你丢脸啊。
哦，太太，虽然它长得不好看，但是脾气非常好，而且它是一只公鸭，不用太在意外表，丑就丑点吧。鸭妈妈为自己的丑小鸭说着好话。鸭妈妈带着小鸭子们去养鸡场找东西吃，其他的小鸭子都和小鸡成了好朋友，可是丑小鸭太丑了，谁都不愿意跟它玩。他们不仅嘲笑丑小鸭，还总让它吃剩饭。
你这个丑家伙，怎么配和我们一起玩呢？
丑小鸭伤心极了，难道长得丑就应该被排挤吗？这真是太不公平了。可情况啊，一天比一天更糟，大家越看丑小鸭越觉得不顺眼，都想赶它走。小鸭子推它，小鸡啄它，喂鸡的女佣人用脚踢它，最后就连鸭妈妈都开始嫌弃它了。终于有一天，丑小鸭穿过篱笆逃走了，篱笆外的小鸟见到它，吓得四处乱飞。丑小鸭想，
这是因为我太丑了。
它继续往前跑啊跑，一口气跑到了一块住着野鸭的沼泽地里，可是野鸭们也都嫌它丑，不愿意跟它说话。两只路过沼泽地的大雁发现了丑小鸭，他们非常可怜丑小鸭，于是对他说，你虽然丑，但是挺可爱的，你会飞吗？跟我们一起飞走好吗？丑小鸭高兴极了，可他还没来得及回答，就听到砰砰两声枪响，大雁落到了沼泽地里死了。原来猎人在这里打猎，受到惊吓的野鸭飞了起来，四散逃命。丑小鸭不知道应该往哪儿躲，只得一头扎进了芦苇丛。猎人放出猎狗，猎狗在芦苇丛里狂奔，可怜的丑小鸭把头藏在翅膀里，害怕得浑身哆嗦。一只凶恶的猎狗发现了丑小鸭，它用鼻子闻了闻丑小鸭，然后张开大嘴，露出了尖利的牙齿，真是太可怕了。 可就在丑小鸭快被吓晕了的时候，猎狗突然跑开了。丑小鸭叹了一口气，不知道该难过还是该高兴。
唉，我丑得连猎狗都不愿意咬我了。
丑小鸭在芦苇丛里一直趴到天黑，当四周逐渐安静下来以后，它才鼓起勇气跑出了芦苇丛。不知道跑了多久，丑小鸭看见前面有一间简陋的农家小屋。狂风呼啸着，丑小鸭从门缝里钻进了屋子。屋子里住着一个老太婆，还有她的猫和母鸡，它们都睡得很香，完全没有发现进来避风的丑小鸭。第二天早晨，老太婆注意到了这只来历不明的小鸭子，她自言自语地说：
这是只母鸭还是只公鸭呀？如果是母鸭，长大以后就能下蛋给我吃了。
丑小鸭在这里待了三个星期，它非常想念河边温暖的阳光和新鲜的空气，它还很想游泳。母鸡和猫一直劝说它应该学习下蛋和抓老鼠，这样才能讨老太婆的欢心。可是一只公鸭怎么会下蛋会抓老鼠呢？丑小鸭决定离开小屋，回到大自然里去。它走到小河边，在灌木丛里安了家。秋天的一个傍晚，太阳落山的时候，一群漂亮的天鹅从灌木丛里飞了出来。冬天快到了，它们要飞到温暖的国度去。天鹅的羽毛白得发亮，脖子又长又柔软，姿态优雅极了。丑小鸭从来没有见过这么美丽的动物，它偷偷地看着天鹅，感到无比兴奋。天鹅飞走了，丑小鸭心里非常失落。冬天来了，天气变得很冷，丑小鸭不得不在水上游来游去，免得水面完全冻结成冰。可是它游泳的范围越来越小，最后可怜的丑小鸭被冻得晕了过去。一个过路的农夫把丑小鸭带回家，送给了自己的孩子们。丑小鸭在农夫温暖的家里渐渐恢复了知觉，孩子们看到他醒了以后都扑过来想和他玩。丑小鸭吓坏了，还以为孩子们要打他呢，于是就从农夫家逃了出来。丑小鸭在沼泽地里安了家，寒冷的冬天过去了，明媚的春天到来了。太阳洒下温暖的阳光，百灵鸟唱起了动人的歌。丑小鸭从沼泽地里站了起来，它举起翅膀伸了个懒腰，它突然发现翅膀比以前有力多了。它试着拍了拍翅膀，竟然轻松地飞了起来。它不知不觉地飞到了一座大花园，花园里有一个美丽的湖泊，三只白天鹅正在湖里轻盈地游来游去。丑小鸭多么想靠近这些美丽的天鹅啊，可它又有些顾虑。我长得这么丑，他们会讨厌我，嘲笑我吗？不过没关系，只要能在近处看他们一眼，我就很高兴了。丑小鸭降落在湖面上，它慢慢地向天鹅游了过去。在美丽的天鹅面前，他害羞地低下了头。突然，他从清澈的水面上看到了自己的倒影。天哪，他不再是一只丑陋的鸭子了，他变成了一只美丽的白天鹅。几个小孩子来到了花园里，他们发现了这只新来的天鹅，高兴地又跳又叫。他们都说，新来的这只天鹅最美了。 湖里的天鹅围在丑小鸭的周围，欢迎它的到来。丑小鸭觉得太幸福了，一个声音在它心里响了起来：当我还是一只丑小鸭的时候，我做梦也没有想到会这么快乐。
本故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
The Ugly Duckling. It was a lovely summer in the countryside. A mother duck was busy hatching eggs. Finally, the eggs began to crack. Little ducklings came out one by one. But one big egg was still lying there.The mother duck sighed and sat down on it again. Several days later, a duckling came out of the egg. He was large and ugly. Is this my baby? The mother duck was confused. Is that a turkey's egg? The mother duck took the ducklings to the river. Everyone was swimming around, including the ugly duckling. The mother duck relaxed and smiled.He's not a turkey. He's my child. I'll call him Ugly Duckling. One day, an old duck came to see the ducklings. When she saw Ugly Duckling, she said to the mother duck, This one is ugly. What a shame. Madam, he's not handsome, but he's a good boy, the mother duck said. One day, the mother duck took her kids to a chicken farm.The ducklings and chickens soon became friends, but no one wanted to play with Ugly Duckling. They laughed at him and gave him leftovers to eat. Ugly Duckling felt very sad. As time went by, things got even worse. No one wanted to stay with Ugly Duckling. Finally, even his mother began to dislike him. Poor Ugly Duckling ran off.And soon came to a marsh where some wild ducks lived. But the wild ducks wouldn't talk to him either. Two wild geese found poor Ugly Duckling. Would you like to fly away with us? They asked. Ugly Duckling wanted to, but before he could reply, the two wild geese were shot dead by hunters. Hearing the shots, the wild ducks flew off at once.Ugly Duckling hid himself in the reeds. Then the hunters released their dogs. Poor Ugly Duckling was terrified. He bent his head under his wings. A big dog found Ugly Duckling. He opened his big mouth with sharp teeth. Just before Ugly Duckling fainted, the dog turned and ran away. I'm so ugly that even the dog wouldn't bite me.Ugly Duckling sighed. Ugly Duckling stayed in the reeds until nightfall. It was quiet all around, and Ugly Duckling ran out of the reeds. He kept running and finally stopped at a small hut. There was an old woman sleeping in the house with her cat and hen. Ugly Duckling slipped in. The next morning, the old woman found Ugly Duckling.Not knowing whether he was a boy or a girl, she kept Ugly Duckling in her house, expecting eggs from him in the future. The hen tried to teach Ugly Duckling how to lay eggs, while the cat showed him how to catch mice. But how could a boy duck lay eggs or catch mice? Ugly Duckling left. He went to the riverbank and settled down in the bushes.On an autumn evening, Ugly Duckling saw a flock of beautiful swans. They were flying to warmer places for the winter. The swans were white and elegant. Ugly Duckling had never seen such beautiful creatures before. Watching them leave, Ugly Duckling was upset. When winter came, it was getting so cold that Ugly Duckling fainted in the freezing water.A farmer saw him. He carried Ugly Duckling home to his kids. In the warm house, Ugly Duckling came to life. The farmer's kids came up to play with him. But Ugly Duckling had thought they would beat him, so he ran out of the house. Ugly Duckling went back to the marsh and lived there from then on. The cold winter passed and spring came. One warm, sunny day, Ugly Duckling stood up and lifted his wings. To his surprise, he flew up. Soon he flew to a large garden. There were three swans swimming in a beautiful lake. Ugly Duckling wanted to make friends with them. He flew down to the water and swam towards the swans slowly. He was shy to see the beautiful swans and bowed his head down towards the water. At that moment, he saw his reflection in the water. He was not a duck anymore. He had become a beautiful swan. Several kids came to the garden. They found the new swan and shouted with joy. "He is the most beautiful one!" Other swans gave Ugly Duckling a warm welcome. Ugly Duckling was so happy. "I never dreamed of such happiness when I was an ugly duckling," he said.